Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Justice Gorsuch will have an immediate impact on the Supreme Court, particularly a case that was just argued a few days ago called the Trinity Lutheran Church case. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, last week was one of the major blockbuster cases of this term, and it was argued. And of course, now they've already made their vote. We don't know which way it's going, but it's in the drafting phase now, and it will be for the next several weeks until it's ultimately released sometime before the end of June. It's called the Trinity Lutheran Church case, and it's a major religious freedom case. Comes out of Missouri, where Missouri has this program where they allow grants to be distributed to nonprofit organizations when they want to replace their playground surfaces with recycled rubber. Well, there were a number of organizations and entities that applied and were accepted. The Trinity Lutheran Church case, or that church, was, I think, number 4 or 5 in terms of the ranking, but they got denied. And the only reason they got denied was because they were a church, and Missouri took the position that because it's a church, it would be a violation of an establishment clause to ultimately give the same kind of benefit to the church as it does to other secular organizations. And so this is the big religious liberty case of the term. Just in time, Gorsuch was seated. His first day on the court was last week, Monday. This case was argued last week, Wednesday.
Yeah, and at issue, of course, is the so-called Blaine Amendment, originated with U.S. Senator Blaine in the late 1800s, if I'm not mistaken. And it was an attempt to amend the First Amendment to restrict private Catholic schools. He failed, but some states have adopted this state version. And isn't it ironic, Matt, that they're citing the First Amendment in order to violate the First Amendment? This is clear prima facie case of viewpoint discrimination solely because these are Christian schools or religious schools, so they're singling them out and treating them differently because they are Christian slash religious. But Justice Gorsuch had, to me, some encouraging questions from the bench.
He did, yeah. And in fact, the very first day on the bench, last week, Monday, on the bench, he was a very active questioner. So he's going to be very engaged. And this was his very first day on the bench. He questioned the counsel quite a bit, even to the point where he actually apologized to his colleagues for being so engaged in questioning. But I think he's going to be someone who will be a very strong questioner on the bench. I think he's going to have a huge influence. But one of the questions that he asked, this was the day before or the 2 days before this particular case, the Trinity Lutheran case, was argued. But one of the first questions he asked was to the counsel making the argument, wouldn't it be simple? Wouldn't our jobs be simple if we just went back to the original language of the text? So the issue that was being argued, he just asked, what does the original language of the text mean? So Holly, I mean, that's good news because
Absolutely.
The very first day on the bench, you can see that he is focused on the original intent and language
right.
and words of whatever it is that's before him, whether it's a statute or a constitution.
Right. And that's really so important as a judge and a justice to interpret the Constitution as it originally was written versus their own opinion or whatever the culture is saying now. So we're really encouraged that he is an originalist, as was Scalia.
Yeah. And that sounds so simple.
I know.
Why is it so controversial?
I know.
It's because over the years, the Supreme Court has gotten away from originalism and they've colored outside the lines. They've created their own opinions in place of what the Constitution or the statutes say. And now when you go back to, let's just look at what the actual language of the statute, the actual language of the Constitution says, it's a no-brainer to do that.
Right.
But now some people think, oh, that's a return to something in the past. Well, you know what? That's all we want on the courts, whether it's Supreme Court or any other court, just look at the language of the text. Just look at the language of the text.
And this is something we've been saying all along, Matt. And what is the language that he's referring to, the First Amendment? They call it the Establishment Clause. That language isn't even in the Constitution. That's just what the secular left has labeled it. It says simply this: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. So that's 10 words. Who are they referring to specifically? Congress, the United States Congress, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Well, we know Thomas Jefferson, in a letter to Benjamin Rush, broke down exactly what that was referring to. It was well known. Who are we referring to? Congress, the U.S. Congress. Are we talking about a state legislature? Are we talking about a, you know, no, we're talking about the U.S. Congress, A. And B, it referred specifically and solely to, as you know, Matt, the 13 colonies, most of them, they had their own official state religions for the various colonies. All this was saying was that Congress shall make no specific state federal religion, like Christian religion, like there was in Great Britain. The Anglican Church was the state religion of Great Britain. They wanted to get away from that. So even this was to secure the free exercise of religion, the so-called Establishment Clause, and to ensure that one federal Christian denomination was not named as the official federal state religion.
Yeah, if you go back to the original intent of the First Amendment itself, this case wouldn't even be before the United States Supreme Court because it would be decided on the state level, not the United States level, because this would mean Congress doesn't have the authority to even get involved pro or con on this issue. It's just that Congress itself is prohibited from establishing a state religion or a national religion. But it is currently before this. And the other part of that particular amendment says, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And so this case actually turns on the latter part because the Missouri government focused on the Establishment Clause. Because it's a church, we cannot, they said, provide any benefit directly or indirectly in aid of any church, sect, or denomination or religion. That's what Missouri's Constitution says in that case. Well, the question before the United States Supreme Court is, whether or not a government can prohibit access by a church to a program that is neutral on its face and uses secular criteria and deny that church solely because it's a church, whether that's a violation of the Free Exercise Clause. And, you know, I think there is a split of opinions out there in the courts of appeal, and that's why the Supreme Court has taken the case. We don't know how it'll come down, but it's a big First Amendment free exercise of religion issue.
I mean, this is ultimately talking about safety of children. When they applied to this program in 2012, they had gravel surface on their playground, which I would not consider very safe for children, wanting to replace it with this rubber substance, which would be, you know, something much more pliable and safer for them.
Yeah, it's recycled rubber, so it'd be a soft field of playgrounds.
They use it many times now on playgrounds.
Yeah, they use it all over the place. And so instead of having some gravel that will slip or cause scrapes and bruises when children fall, this is recycled. So it's actually taking rubber from tires and recycling them for a good purpose. So they're not clogging up your dump places that you're dumping these tires in. It's a good program. And the benefit is the children.
Right.
So what's the difference you got? Organization A, they've got a playground and they're a secular organization. They apply for the grant. Organization B, they have a playground, same kind of thing, but it's a church and they want to ultimately present a grant request. The church actually beats out the secular organization in terms of ranking higher, but the church gets disqualified. And the sole reason it gets disqualified is because it's a church. Well, that's the issue before the United States Supreme Court. I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will come down the right way and land on the side of free exercise. Of course, we knew before Gorsuch was confirmed that he had already written some strong free exercise cases, particularly siding against the Obamacare mandate and coming down on the behalf of people and organizations and ministries that had a sincerely held religious belief. So we'll see what happens. This is a great timing for this big, potentially blockbuster case called the Trinity Lutheran Church case. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in that case. So we'll keep you up to date. Keep this case in your prayers. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have lots of new resources there and books and booklets that are available on a wide variety of topics. If you haven't gone back to the store in a while, I encourage you to go there and check out the online store, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.